Greetings, this is James Gilliland, and we're with the SETI Stargate and on BBS Radio with As You Wish Talk Radio. There's so much going on. I don't know where to start. I just finally landed back in Hawaii, and, you know, the coffee went off early, and it went off like, I don't know, like a bomb. There's so much coffee. Let's show a picture of that coffee. But we've been in the fields just picking like crazy and trying to catch up. And so that's why I didn't have a lot of time to spend on this show. But we've got some great news for you. Some really interesting things happening. First of all, I want to start off by go ahead and showing the Michael Sala's little mini conference. It's live stream, and you can check into that. So I want to go ahead and play the promo on that because it sets up it kind of sets up everything else I want to talk about. So let's go ahead and play that promo.
Beginning in the early 1930s, extraterrestrial artifacts began to be found in Italy, Germany, and other countries where major aviation companies began studying the incredibly advanced otherworldly technologies. Both during and after World War II, contact was established with multiple extraterrestrial races and agreements reached with those willing to trade advanced technologies to gain a foothold on Earth. Bloodline ruling families, with help from negative extraterrestrial entities, quickly established control over highly classified programs concerning alien artifacts using their many assets in the media, national legislatures, military-industrial complex, organized religion, etc., to put their people in key positions. Many of these deep state officials participated in corruption, bribery, and satanic ritual abuse practices. Military and government personnel operating under a merit-based system saw how the classified programs were run using cronyism, nepotism and corruption to the detriment of the wider society and any genuine national security threats posed by off-world visitors. Military white hats in all major nations saw what was happening and began organizing behind the scenes to form an Earth alliance that would eventually include friendly extraterrestrial races. In 2015, Donald Trump was approached by a group of retired generals to protect the Republic by running as a presidential candidate. The current Trump administration is a key part of decades of planning and activity to counter deep state plans. Another key component is President Putin and his special military operation against Ukraine and its use as a proxy by the deep state bloodline families to destroy Russia. Today we are witnessing a multi-pronged collapse of the deep state in the US and Europe. The Trump administration is identifying and prosecuting key officials involved in creating the Russia collusion hoax. Meanwhile, the Earth Alliance is clearing out deep underground military bases that have been used by the deep state for their horrendous practices in the US and globally. Crucially, many Europeans are rising up in opposition to what the deep state is doing to embroil their countries in a war with Russia. The collapse of the deep state and the establishment of global cooperation and peace are key conditions for benevolent extraterrestrial civilizations to reveal themselves. In turn, this will facilitate the release of advanced technologies such as free energy, anti-gravity propulsion, and medbeds that will help propel humanity into a galactic age of abundance and innovation.
Find out more about what's really happening behind the scenes today. Coming September 13, 2025, join Dr. Michael Sala for an exciting new webinar entitled Earth's Liberation from the Deep State and Joining the Galactic Community. Guest panelists include James Gilliland, extraterrestrial contactee, author, and founder of eSETI, and Laura Eisenhower, researcher, author, astrologer, and the great-granddaughter of President Dwight D. Eisenhower, as they discuss the many tumultuous and often shocking aspects of the deep state's current collapse and humanity's transition into a galactic age. Don't wait. Register now at exopolitics.org.
All right. That kind of sums it up as to what's going on. There is so much happening. I don't even know where to start. The whole deep state purge is in full swing. It's on, and there's no getting around it right now. I'm watching the big roundup right now. You know, they're rounding up Comey and Clapper and Brennan and Schiff and all of them are being rounded up. The whole J6 committee, I think, is going to be rounded up. They should be, because what they did was, you know, fits right into the big T word. There's a whole bunch of other things happening around that I'm saying that there are huge riots going on all across the world. I mean, everywhere. And the whole deep state, their apparatus is getting more and more aggressive, more and more forceful. They're taking away everybody's rights. They're censoring. Like, if I was in England, I'd be arrested right now. Or Scotland or Ireland or any of these other countries, you know, just telling you the truth, you know, I'd be arrested. This would all be hate speech just by telling the truth. And you know, I talked earlier about I think it was over there, you know, the women are resorting to having to carry weapons to defend themselves from getting raped. And if they brandish a weapon, they get thrown in jail. You know, this, you can't make this stuff up. This is how sick the deep state is. And you know, it's a whole Khazarian mafia, Nazi, the honest Nazi. If you haven't figured that out, you know, the whole Khazarian, you know, the Khazarian mafia there, they originate from Ukraine. That's their stronghold. So what's really going on is a war between, you know, just between pure evil, you know, it's evil at its deepest depth, you know, versus the white hats and the light. And we've talked a lot about that, about what's happening. But I mean, it's insane, because people are rising up everywhere, all across the world, against this apparatus and this evil, these evil overlords, you know, and it's part of the prophecies of what's happening, which I want to get into. And I was going to read a little bit, because I don't want to screw this up, but they talk about the Hopi prophecies, and they talk about the fourth world and it nears its end. And that's what we're seeing right now, the fourth world collapsing, and the fifth world is imminent, and it's heralding, you know, the golden age of peace and harmony, basically. And so that's what's coming in to replace it. And they said the blue star has appeared. That symbolizes the return of the ancient ancestors and the ancient wisdom. And so that's happening right now. All the, you know, universal law is coming back, the ancient wisdom of the ancestors, the, you know, be kind to each other, be kind to the planet, you know, choose to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other, nature. I mean, that's all happening right now. It's coming in very strong. And when they said the red star approaches, that signals great change, you know, the purification and the final awakening. So it's like last call, you know, when you see the red sun appear. Now, there are two suns being filmed around You see them all over the internet. People are seeing two suns, and some people are saying that's Nibiru. There's other people saying Nibiru blew up and it's a cinder, and just pieces. And there are a lot of pieces coming into our atmosphere, and many of which are being picked up by UFOs. There's a massive meteor coming down right on top of Mexico City that would have killed millions of people. And they actually grabbed it and pulled it up, and took it out, took it off, on a different trajectory. But anyway, those videos are popping up. I mean, UFO videos are popping up all over the internet.
It must be about 3,000 feet up now, I'd say. Wow, look at that. Nobody's gonna believe us except I got it on film, huh? I keep losing it. There it is. There goes a jet right by it, but a little higher. There's a jet, and there's the saucer. I got a better view of it now. Wow.
I mean, the control narrative is over with. And now everybody's trying to say, yeah, I told you, these are our people. I told you. No, they were part of the controlled narrative. And so, the main players in the UFO community are part of the controlled narrative. They're planned opposition. I hate to tell you this, but it's all about nuts and bolts. It's all about they're here to eat us. They're bad. They are not covering the spiritually and technologically advanced ones. And the ones that do talk about it say there are no negative ETs. So it's always balance. There are negative ETs. They're demonic, unseen negative influences. There's grays, reptilians, royal reptilians, serpent beings. There's a lot of entities out there that are all surfacing right now. And it's part of the purification process. And it's going to get a little crazy during this process. So that's why a lot of them say, get into your kiva, close the door and pray. Or you better learn how to heal unseen negative influences because the veils between worlds are collapsing. Anyway, so that's part of the purification process that we'll be going through. The also too, the it's as I said before, it's the final awakening. The white star will appear, marking the beginning of the fifth world and eternal peace. And they're saying the great shift is now. And so that's a good one. Now that the Lakota Sioux prophecies, as shared to me by Wallace Black Elk, and he talks about a beast. They talk about a beast, and the beast is 2,000 miles wide, which represents its reign. And they said what happens is the beast is all-consuming. It wants to totally dominate and control everyone and everything. And then finally, in the end, the beast consumes itself. And then there's 1,000 years of peace after that. And we return, we reunite with the ancestors, our ancient ancestors, which are the star nations. And some of them are multidimensional beings coming back, and some are extremely advanced beings all the way up to the 13th dimension that are coming in right now. And so, let me take a quick drink here. So anyway, they're returning right now in massive numbers, and some of these ships you're seeing, like Atlas, and I don't even say Oumuamua or whatever that one is, and some of the things are not what you think they are, and especially C1. Isn't it C-13 Atlas or whatever it is? I don't know what it is, but any of that thing's coming through, and it's not acting like a comet at all. It's metallic. It's outgassing CO2. It's not acting anything. They're seeing lights on it. It doesn't act anything like any known comet. So because it's not, But anyway, I don't know where exactly that fits into the prophecies. It probably does into the Native American prophecies. But I would say if you really want to know what's going on, if you really want disclosure, talk to the Native American elders, the elders in India. They know all about it. They know all about the feline beings, Narsringa, Narissa. They know all about the ships, the Vimanas, all of that. They have all of that information. They know about the little grays and the reptilians, and they have knowledge of all of this. And it's time we start listening to them, because that's where the real knowledge is. You're not going to get it through ufology. It's just not there. It's all keeping it in the past. I want to talk further about this purification thing that's going on that they're talking about. And people are waving they're just going crazy and saying this is God's wrath, and everything else, and God is punishing, the wrathful God is here. And I've seen a lot of people in Christianity really pushing this narrative. And unfortunately, they haven't experienced God. They don't even know what God is. And most of them, I don't want to say all of them, but they still have their necks cranked into the past. And they've got the Old Testament God, which is the jealous, wrathful God. And that was the genocidal God of old. And then they have the New Testament God that Jesus spoke about, or Yeshua ben Joseph is his real name. But anyway, he spoke of the all-loving, all-forgiving God. And so either God is totally schizophrenic and is jealous, wrathful, and genocidal one day, or it's all-loving and all-forgiving. We can't have both ways. Even Paul said, when you're walking in love, you're walking with God. So I don't know what all this wrath and judgment and all this other stuff is about, because it doesn't have a lot to do with the real God. And so when you haven't experienced that, I'll tell you where I'm coming from. I've had two near-death experiences and 40 years of intense training. And I've been hanging out with the elders of all nations and listening to their stories, and they've been filling in all the blanks. And now we have a whole different picture of the history of Earth, which goes back way before the Sumerians, way before the Israelites, way before it goes. I mean, it goes back 600 million years. To the Ahians and the Sa'i and the other groups that were here, which were collectives. And actually, pretty sure the Ahians are on that C1 Atlas or C13 Atlas. I'm not sure what the numbers are. They're benevolent. They just, they're watchers, they're observers, and they're going to join the councils. And so you've got I've talked before, you've got the Andromedan Council. Which is one of the highest councils. They're magnetized light beings with light ships and live in a holographic light universe. It's the highest level of identity before you become merged with the whole. And the beings after that are, they don't really have names. They call themselves like Laka, or the Jesai. And they don't have individual names. They don't even use them. They just use the name of their people, basically. And because they're so one with God, and God's omnipresent, it's the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. So, in its most unlimited understanding, it's pure, unconditional love and joy and bliss. And so, my over 40 years of intense meditation and near-death experiences and out-of-body experiences on the ships and going through the different dimensions has brought me to that realization of the true nature of God. It's not a little old man with a beard throwing lightning bolts at people that don't obey. It doesn't work that way. So basically, we're at our own hand. When we go against universal law, there's consequences. There's a reaction to our actions. Some call it karma. And that's all being amplified and accelerated to an intense degree right now. And so in our dream states and our meditations, we're going to start seeing all these past life things come up, events. Everything is coming up for healing, all wounds and traumas from past experiences. Doesn't matter if it's past life, childhood trauma or whatever. it's all coming up. All the wrong conclusions from past experiences are all being amplified and accelerated. They're coming up. And it's just the presence of this higher consciousness and energy that is streaming in that is doing that. And so people that are really left brain, they want a physical explanation of this, a scientific explanation of this. And so basically, the best way I can explain it is the central sun is connected to all the suns, and that's the transmitter. That's the change. That's the one that's creating evolution and everything. And so we're getting bombarded by massive solar storms right now. The Earth is absorbing all that energy. She's got to release it. She's expanding. She's growing. And with that light that's bombarding us, it's not just light, it's higher consciousness and energy. And within that is universal law. And that's why they're saying nobody can stop what is coming. It's beyond imagination, the forces behind this. And no man or woman, it's like trying to put your hand up and stop a tsunami. It probably is possible if you're some kind of ascended master, but we're not there yet, but anyway, that's what's coming. So when these huge bursts of energy, and they're not just coming from the suns, they're coming from other systems, because other systems are involved in this awakening healing. You've got the Arcturian, well, you've got the Andromedans, the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light. All those systems are involved in this. So there's a huge influx of consciousness and energy coming in from many different directions. And that's activating our own soul memories, our off-world soul memories, our past lives that some of them were in very advanced civilizations. And those are the people that are looking around themselves going, what the hell is going on here? You don't understand, this is so basic. Universal law is very basic. It's basically universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual prosperity and abundance for all. It's like it's just the basics. And the thing about it is all ill-gotten gain is going to be lost because there's karma connected to that. And so the people that have gained these mass corporations and at the expense of humanity, the earth, or they've got their castles and their multiple units, they're going to lose all that. They're actually going to lose their lives if they continue, because their karma is going to take them out, basically. But that's what's happening right now. This energy is amplifying everything. And Babaji said that, some people are going to get hit by a brick and some people are going to get hit by a feather. And it depends on your consciousness and where you evolve to. So the more you focus on pure, unconditional love and joy and bliss, get out in nature, meditate on that, and can make your own personal God connection. And that's what it is. It's just ecstatic bliss when you connect with Creator within yourself. When you do that yourself, you can't be manipulated anymore. You have direct knowledge. You're telepathic. You have all these abilities, and that's the problem. An awakened human is can't be handled, can't be controlled. And that's being activated on a soul level. So it's game over. We're just walking through it. We're walking through the dregs of time. And so that's basically what's happening, on a bigger level. And you can see it being played out now between, you have, as I said before, you have the Andromedans, all the councils, the Andromedan, the Pleiadian Council, the Arcturian Council, the Orion Council of Light. There's other councils out there. And they're all lined up right now, and they're working, and they have their foot soldiers too. Like the Pleiadians have a whole group of warriors that are here right now. They're a warrior class group, and they don't mess around, and they're almost like supermen and women. But they're very, when you're in their presence, it's a cooker. They have a lot of juice coming through them, and so they're helping mop up, and they're aligned with the Galactic Federation, and that's aligned with Space Force. And then you have the White Hats, and that's all, people of impeccable integrity, and that are all aligned, and they're all part of the White Hat system to put an end to this program, this old draconian empire that we've been living under for 450,000 years. Ever since Maldek made a pact with the reptilians for total supremacy over the earth, his own people, and warred on his own people, and Enlil and that group, ever since then we've been under draconian law, and now that's coming to an end. The benevolent ETs are coming in and putting an end to that. And so we all got to do our part as well. Like, don't think everybody's going to do everything for you. We all need to speak up and just say, no, that doesn't apply to me. And not going there. But anyway, that's what we're in the middle of right now. And it all lines up. And as I was saying before, when you hang out with the lamas and the Native American elders, and you have all this information, they know the ancient history of Earth. They know what's going on. And it's something they do not want in the UFO community in disclosure. They don't want to talk about this, our ancient past, the Star Nations, and the other people coming here. That's why I've been blackballed on almost every conference. They don't want this information out. And there's a lot of jealousy and backstabbing and competition. All the things that should not be part of a spiritual experience, which is really what this is. So there's higher dimensional, very spiritually and technologically advanced beings coming in that would put an end to war and disease and poverty, and they'd put an end to all this. They'd bring in universal law. And so now you know why that's not talked about, because it's a controlled narrative, and the globalists are controlling that narrative, and money talks, so. And they've infiltrated. If you find out where a lot of the money is coming in from these big conferences, you'll find out it goes right back to them. And unfortunately, there are a lot of satanic Luciferians involved in that. And so it's not going to come out. I mean, if you knew the real nature of some of the people in the UFO community and what they do behind the scenes, you'd gag, and you need to look into that. I'm not here to expose and name names. You need to really look into that, and they're very integrally and morally challenged people, and you're giving your power away to these people, and you need to take your power back, go within, meditate, make your own personal connection with God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it, and have your own experience. Initiate it. Ask for the spiritually and technologically advanced beings to come in and say hi, and make a connection with you, qualify it, what you want to work with. The negative ones, there are some still floating about. A lot of that's being cleaned up. That whole lower 4D energy is being cleaned up. And so in there you have, as we said before, you have like satanic, Luciferian, demonic energies. And those are backed by reptilians and royal reptilians and serpent beings. That's the worst stuff. And then you just have a lot of discarnate spirits and other negative ETs like grays and things like that. But it's funny, what they don't want to talk about is the benevolent ones. It's just taboo. I mean, you will get demonetized, debanked, censored, and you'll have some people visiting you with high-powered rifles and weird poisons and things like that, all of which I've experienced. And to get this, stop this message from coming out. Luckily I've had a lot of protection, or I wouldn't be here. But anyway, we all have to go within and do our own research, and don't just believe anything you hear. Use discernment. And it's not just one thing. It's not just they're all evil. It's not just they're all good. It's not just it's all back engineered. That's a joke. That fuzzy Tic Tac, was Lockheed Skunk Works. And everybody's focused on that right now. And what about what's happening over your heads and around the planet right now? There's ships appearing everywhere. And we have been filming fleets of ships, just every size. We're getting landings, they're responding to us. We're having all this amazing activity at SETI, and now in Hawaii, the same thing is happening. And where is that? You're not hearing about that, and you're definitely not hearing their message. Because they don't want this message out. So I'll tell you, the highly evolved ETs, the spiritually and technologically advanced ones, are mega. They're all about making making America great again, making the world great again. They're all about cleaning up, all of the nonsense, the crime and everything else that's going on, and the tyrants, and those who have profited, they have unbridled greed, and they've profited at the expense of humanity and the earth for a long time, and they're the controllers. They're the ones trying to control and dominate everybody. And what we hear about, and we call them the deep state, but the deep state has many levels, and some are not physical. I like that saying. It says, don't quote me on this, but it says, it goes, for we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers and authorities, against supporters, our spiritual forces of evil, and so you can get 10 translations for that. If you open up every Bible, it has a different translation. But basically, this is a spiritual war we've been undergoing, and people of lesser integrity and morals are subject to these energies. They've aligned with them, and they want to control others. So they're bringing in controlling, manipulating entities, and they want power over others. And a lot of people are just very. They're looking for acceptance and approval outside of themselves, and they're trying to become the UFO superstar and just bring out new information, and that goes against the basics. And it's all the new shiny coin they're trying to, and it's a huge distraction. And so it's all about making your own connection, your own God, Creator, Great Spirit connection, and working with the benevolent ones and the masters, the ascended masters. We call them the beautiful many. And they're the ascended masters, angelic energies. They're the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders that are coming to help, and that's what we need to work with. Now, I've been hearing on other shows, other talk shows, these people come on, and they have some information, and they wrote a new book, and it's all around the Bible, and what the Bible says and everything else, and so. And but they have a polarity thinking of good and evil. It's good and evil, and it all existed within 6,000 years, and there's no other history, and they miss this whole thing, and we have humanoid beings on the earth for 600 million years old, and they found one 600 million, another one 300 million years old glass line tunnels that were created, that network the whole earth. And these were not built by primitive man with stones and chisels. I'm sorry that, the pyramids were not built by chisels and stones. Anyway, they were cut with lasers and levitated into place by a very advanced culture. Underneath the pyramids, you're going to find some of their technology. And it's a spiritual technology. It's off-world, other-dimensional technology that is there. It's beyond our physics, and so that's hopefully when they get into there, they're going to reveal what it really is and how they powered their civilization and how they had their initiation chambers and things like that. It's much beyond. It's just beyond stone. Anyway, they were spiritual centers. They were they generated waves like skater waves, things like that. And you can film this and measure it, that there's a tremendous amount of energy coming off the pyramids. But to be honest with you, when they use that same technology on Mount Adams, it dwarfs the energy coming off the pyramids. So there's pulsing energy coming off Mount Adams, and I'm sure there's others. Like here in Hawaii, I think Mauna Loa and Kilauea is going off like crazy right now, massive eruptions. And I'm sure each island is generating a lot of energy. And it's kind of like a natural, more spiritual earth energy that's happening. And the whole planet is vibrating and it's moving. So the whole planet is expanding. Like in Kentucky, the earth is cracking there, it's shattering, and there's a lot of quakes going on. And the major fault lines are all acting up. Volcanoes are going off everywhere right now. Expect tsunamis much bigger than the warning tsunami, I call it. I would expect a lot of severe weather and everything, because We're being like microwaved right now. A lot of people are having headaches, getting dizzy, and really struggling with these energies, trying to adjust to the new energies. And maybe a tinfoil hat might not be a bad idea right now. We're an underground with a lid roof, metal roof above you. But you can adjust to these energies though. Take your shoes off, and ground out, readjust with the energies. And get out in nature and meditate, get in water, and drink a lot of water, a lot of pure water, and eat lighter. And it's going to help you adjust to these new energies coming in. But the main thing I really wanted to talk about, and here on out, I just want to show some of the footage, a lot of the footage that we have taken at Ysetti. And I want you to ask yourself the question when you see this footage. And this is just like a week's worth of footage that we have. This has been going on for 40 years, and you have to ask yourself, what the hell is going on here? Why is this not in the disclosure movement? Why is this not on Ancient Aliens? Why is this not in the major UFO conferences? Why have they suppressed this? And when you see this footage, ask yourself those questions. Why is this not being covered? We've made contact for 40 years. It's well documented. We have the videos. We have the photographs, we have the witnesses, triple PhD Boeing engineers, Lockheed Skunk Works engineers, base commanders, Air Force base commanders, air traffic controllers, all testifying that these are not ours. And there is contact because they are responding to the people on the ground. And so they're waiting for us to rise to the occasion. Raise our consciousness and energy, and so they can communicate and work with us. Again, if you're morally and integrally challenged, they don't want to work with you, and that's why there won't be disclosure through the UFO community, because there's a lot of, morally and integrity challenged, competitive, backstabbing people in that community. Unfortunately, I've seen it all over the 40 years. I was when I first came to the International UFO Congress and spoke, I thought, wow, I go, I've got everything. I've got the witnesses, I've got the photos, I got the videos, I've got everything. I go, they're gonna love this. This is gonna totally support disclosure, their main goal, supposedly. And when I got there, they told me, do not talk about the spiritually and technologically advanced ones or the spiritual connection. A lot of my stuff never made it there. My books and even my presentation got hijacked, and I never got them. And it was so much interruption there. And I even told them when and where the ships would appear. And this German guy filmed the ships exactly when and where. And he goes, I've got the best footage. I have the best one. And didn't even give us credit for telling him when and where the ships would appear. And so when he went to play them, they were gone. They were erased off of his camera, which I thought was hilarious. But I mean, that's what you have going on there. It's sad. Like I spoke one time a couple of years ago at the International UFO Congress in Arizona, and there's photographs of me turned into a light being, and light being standing behind me. I have the photographs. I've showed them over and over again. And that was my last. The good old boy club came up and said, nope, he's not coming back. We're not having him back, because I spoke about a quantum leap in consciousness and evolution that's being offered to us, and we can put an end to war and disease. And they have incredible healing technology. They have, poverty is a no thing for them, and the whole universe is their playground. And they're here to help us evolve. They're here to help us clean up the planet, clean up our consciousness. But apparently, that's not welcome in the major conferences or the UFO community, which is sad, but just realize when you go to those things, it's a carnival, it's a party, it's a controlled narrative. It's not, it's all about entertainment and cashing in. Basically, there's very little about real disclosure at those conferences, and it's very sad. And that's why, where the UFOs are appearing, they're appearing over monasteries and ashrams and people that are focused on, they're not here to support any one religion, but they're here to empower people that are moving in that direction to make their own personal connection with Creator, and that understand the true nature of God and our ancient history. Those are the people that they're connecting with. And so a lot of that's going on. But I wanted to get this out. I'm going to be a little short today because I've got to get back to the coffee and the other things going on and getting this place situated so we have power again and some other things. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and play that UFO footage that can show you what's been happening there. And this is just a week's worth of footage, basically. And so there's just so much going on right now. And you're not going to get it through the news, and you're not going to get it through the UFO community, unfortunately. And there are a few people that maintain some level of integrity, and they're coming back out. They're rising up again because they were kicked out of the UFO community. And those are the authentic, you know, the ones of impeccable integrity, they're resurfacing again. And the ones that fell are joining them. We're going, well, I screwed up and it's time to get back on track. So you're going to see a lot of that happening. But anyway, on that note, I'm going to go ahead and sign off and enjoy the footage and really think about this. You know, all it takes is an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And we need to release the past and heal the unseen negative influences and around us, learn how to keep our energies clear, keep our homes clear, our businesses clear, and, you know, focus on universal law, you know, which is, again, you know, it's universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. It's like the law of one. Everything is one. Everything came from the one. You know, we all came from the same source, and we've chosen how to utilize that gift, the gift of consciousness. And some are on the downward spiral and some are on the upward spiral. And those are being accelerated and amplified right now. So the downward spiral ends in total collapse, you know, economic, physical, and the collapse in consciousness as well. And the upward spiral continues to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature. And that's the road we want to get on if we're going to stay on this planet, because the earth is ascending and she's going to the next level. So it's all there. I mean, it's all, everything I've talked about is coming from the prophecies, coming from the elders, coming from those of impeccable integrity. And that's the real information. You know, it's all out there. You just have to sift through and find the right people. And other than that, I'm going to go ahead and sign off, but, you know, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, meditate, you know, drink a lot of pure water if you can, get grounded, and because we're on one hell of a ride and hopefully one heaven of a ride. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.
bubbles.
You guys see that? Look over the hill over there.
Yeah, two. They're gonna point. They're powering up.
Two power ups over there.
Oh.
Yeah, that's. Dumb.
Oh wow.
Nice.
Very nice.
Power ups coming in.
Lovely. Thank you. They're bigger.
Big.
Nice. Very low.
And low.
Oh yeah. Very nice. Thank you.
Did one go out? Yeah, one went out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's another one down even lower.
They just
maybe.
Lit.
No, the flashes on the mountain, is that
the door? Yeah, that's the gate opening.
What is up?
This dimming out.
Yeah, there's two are dimming out, the big ones.
Yeah.
They might power up again, though. Keep an eye on them.
Yeah. I feel like they will again, especially the top one. Come on, come on.
Yeah, when they, there's...
Come on. All right.
There's,
we're still for an hour, and that's
about to be... Ooh, and the mountain's going
on.
Oh,
there it goes. Look, there goes the mountain.
And we got a plane right overhead.
It's lighting up right now.
I got the doubles and the mountain lighting up in the same frame.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's the cave right there.
Uh-huh.
It's lighting up right there. That's where the cave is that they come out of. And then down lower in the middle. What was that flash on the right?
That's a plane, I think, yeah.
Yeah, it's a plane. Plane bus.
There's something in there.
Oh. That's weird. There's something really. Oh, that is lighting up the mountain.
Yeah.
What the heck? Look at it.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
What? There's a ship hiding in the clouds.
Yeah.
I got it on film. It's like. Oh,
it's like going.
Whoa.
Whoa.
What the
That's
heck?
Like an aurora.
I think we need to go drive over there.
Yeah. We absolutely should.
I'm not kidding. I was thinking about driving tonight.
Let me look on my
phone. It keeps like going around in a circle.
Oh yeah. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. What? It's going on.
Almost looks like a.
Excuse my language. What was that?
Oh, there's something. Oh, there's something big back there.
Yo.
I was getting that feeling to go on a midnight adventure.
Yeah. I was wondering what it.
What the?
And it doesn't just linger around like that, like a car went.
That ain't an aurora.
No.
That looks like it's like.
That's
spinning.
On the clouds. Yeah. That's in the clouds.
No. Nah, that's nothing to be. No, not that bright.
Ain't no car gonna do that either.
Yeah, not point directly up.
Yeah.
And move around like that. It's euphoric. It's euphoric. It's moving around like a aurora. Yeah, that's what. Is going on.
Yeah, that's not aurora at all.
No, it's definitely not the northern lights.
What in the world is going on?
I don't know if it's a beam coming down from the sky or a beam going up.
No, it's going up. It's definitely going up.
It can't be anything. Yeah, because I'm filming with night. It looks like a...
Have I ever seen any cars go past?
No,
lights go past there.
And it's within the clouds, just that strip of cloud. That's it.
There's a blue one going over right now.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's a nice blue.
I want to keep an eye on this.
Oh, there's one right over us, above us.
Blue one, yeah.
Come up there.
I see four right now.
Yeah.
Fourth one is very dim.
Ooh, this one's powering up.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah, nice. This one's going north.
Oh, and there's another one right below it. Yeah, right there.
Nice.
Yeah,
there's another one to the left of it.
This is awesome.
These two are converging.
There's one down the right below the fist tip.
Yeah. Oh, that one's they're racing.
One of them's gonna put a big flash out.
Come on,
one actually phased out.
Yeah, that one phased out completely.
There's two of them actually.
Yeah.
There's two right above the mountain right now.
Come on, power up.
Three or four right
there. Come on.
Oh, one came down.
Yeah, it just.
Oh, and it just phased out.
Yeah. Nice, they communicate.
Zipping down on it and then it phased out.
Again, right. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's going in and out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's
got these two.
I have third generation.
One going southeast.
Again. Come on. Oh, one just appeared right here.
Yep.
So what?
It's the southeast one.
The ones that we're seeing like
and
this
one going east.
It just phased in at them. Those two phased in. Right on top of that one.
There's a lot of Pleiadian, a lot of.
She's phasing out completely.
Orion.
Or that bright one just faded out.
Yeah.
And they got one right here too.
They're all different.
Okay, so they're not.
Kind of
right.
Oh, I see it. Below the
oh yeah, I see, yeah.
Dipper?
Yeah, it's moving really slow.
It is moving slow. There's one below it to the left.
Ooh, it's powering up too.
Yeah, there's one going down.
They're both the same size and moving slowly.
And one is moving really slow on
them. Oh, we got another. Yep.
Towards the dipper. It's underneath the dipper.
We got another double.
It's a big dipper, but it's moving really slow. It's a big one though.
Do they ever respond to your guys' lasers?
All the time.
There's a third one above it.
Yeah.
One there,
I see
there.
Four so far.
One's
a, like,
yeah, so you got the white hat doing their thing.
Is it in the above the cloud?
It's going from red to orange.
Down lower.
Kind of
I'm looking the wrong way.
There it is.
In the dark,
it's in the tree. It's actually shining through the tree.
There's a blue one going over his pulse.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see that one now.
Now, that's the elephant door?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Moving around.
He almost has to walk.
It's still going.
Look at that.
It's slashing directly at him.
It's still going.
As soon as you gave me the goggles, it started doing that.
Oh, sweet.
I'll take it. Gratitude.
The night vision. Yeah, it's still going off.
Right on the edge of the tree.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah. Sweet. Sweet, yeah, it's changing color.
Something coming over the right side of the mountain.
Yeah, I saw that. It was a power up.
Yeah.
It was a huge power up.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.